Mr. Bernanke told the Congressional Joint Economic Committee that economic data will be particularly important in guiding central bank decisions on interest rates. He said higher energy prices and a slowdown in home price rises have created uncertainties that make forecasting more difficult. In an effort to contain inflationary pressure, the Federal Reserve has raised short-term interest rates 15 times, or by nearly 4 percentage points, over a two-year period. Mr. Bernanke, who succeeded Alan Greenspan in February, signaled financial markets that the two-year-long period of monetary tightening may be near an end.
At some point in the future, the committee may decide to take no action at one or more meetings in the interest of allowing more time to receive information relevant to the outlook.
The central bank meets roughly every 6 weeks to set interest rates. Its next meeting is May 10th. Short-term U.S. rates are currently 4.75%. While the U.S. economy has been growing at a 4% rate over the past 3 years, Mr. Bernanke expects growth to slow somewhat, in large part because of higher energy prices.
One issue we'll be looking at very carefully is whether the increases in energy prices that we've already seen and that we may see in the future, whether they pass through into core inflation, that is, whether they go beyond energy sector itself and begin to be seen in higher prices for other goods and services.
Energy prices have more than tripled in the past 3 years, and as Americans are dependent upon cars for getting to and from work, consumers have less disposable income than they did before gasoline prices began to rise. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.